What's up, guys? Happy New Year! I know I haven't posted in a while. It's because of school reasons. I've been, like, trying to do some things, and it hasn't been working. But I'm back for the new year. I'm probably going to post a lot more now that I'm not in my class, my tech ops class. I'm probably going to post so much more. But now we are going to, like, get to talking about the new Unfortunate Events series and some things I don't like about Harry Potter movies. Like, I can go on and on about that, like, all day. But first, here's the third season came out yesterday of the Unfortunate Events. It came out yesterday, and I was like, me and my sisters jumped up and down, and it was really cool. But if you guys haven't seen it, there's mega spoilers gonna be on right now. So you guys might want to, like, click off if you guys don't want any spoilers. Carmelina is back. Justice Strauss is back in the second to the last episode. But let's start from the beginning of the third season. Last time they left it off was Klaus and Violet getting, like, tumbling off a cliff, like, in the cart, like, rolling down. Violet made this parachute type thing for them, and they luckily didn't die. Sunny was with Count Olaf and his troop and all that, and we finally get to meet Count Olaf's mentors. I don't know what their names are. That's kind of strange. No one knows what their names are, and if you do, like, I will leave, like, some social media, like, links. Can you please tell me? Because, like, I've been watching this and I haven't, like, heard it. But we finally get to figure out what makes Count Olaf so angry and so desperate of the Baudelaire fortune. And it's really cool, I think, because I read the books. And, like, man, it's awesome. But I just got done. Like, I'm not even done with the last episode yet. And I'm, like, close to that, but I finally saw Beatrice and Lemony Snicket's side of the story, Esme's side of the story, Count Olaf's side of the story, and there's this little kid who hops onto a trolley, and it says her last name is Baudelaire. I should probably tell you, the Quagmire triplet, one of them, the one that claimed to be perished in the fire, is not dead. He just was, like, hiding away, and I think that's kind of cool, and now he's trying to find his family, and you won't hear about Duncan, like, any of the Quagmires at all anymore. It's kind of sad. You hear about the Sugar Bowl and Justice Strauss trying to bring Count Olaf to justice, but you don't get to, like, necessarily get to, like, Count Olaf and Sunny, Klaus, and Violet, they are going onto this, like, they got shipwrecked. And I'm only giving y'all chunks, the main points, by the way, so if you guys are, like, confused, you would have to, like, watch the season 3, and then you'll know what I'm talking about, but if not, you might want to go. But I think that's enough on that. We should probably go to Harry Potter and what I don't like. There was only a couple of things I did not like about the series. For one, in the first movie, Voldemort's eyes are red, just like in the books. But in the other movies that we see him in, they're blue. If you look and compare, oh my god, it will blow your mind if you're a total Harry Potter geek. I am. I'm obsessed with the Deathly Hallows symbol right now. I'm just obsessed. But I'm gonna go ahead and, like I said, I just hate that. Like, how are you going to, like, do that to one character and not even do it since? That's, like, the main key is the red eyes. Like, I read it in the books, and I was like, I would like to see that. And then I watched the first movie, and I was like, and then I watched the other movies again, and I was like, no, just stop. and then just stopped completely. I am like, besides that, I hate that Hermione made her parents forget her. I hated that because it just made me cry and upset. People say that's a really good thing to add to the movie. I didn't think that was necessary. I didn't think so. And what I didn't like was Harry, Ron, and Hermione taking, like, the pride and the fame for what Neville did. Neville killed the Horcrux, the last Horcrux. He destroyed it and made Voldemort weak, and then Harry killed him. And I think Neville should have had more, like, more fame, more pride. And according to fanbase and the creators, Neville married some other woman other than, like, he didn't end up marrying Luna. And I was, like, I was so upset because I liked the idea of them two together. I did not like that. I liked that Harry ended up with Ginny because they were my favorite couple. I liked that Ron and Hermione are together. And I like that Malfoy found somebody. I think that was awesome. But Neville is a thing, like, no. Neville and Luna need to be together. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. If I'm wrong, remember, like, I will leave my social media links. And you can tell me how much I'm wrong. I'm watching YouTube videos, like, about the texting. Like, if you look up Hermione's, like, texts, and I'm a Hermione fan, so, like, if you guys don't like that, just leave. Because I think it's a very good thing, because they're, like, they clash. They don't go, like, they're not, like, Ron and Hermione, and they've been friends for a while, but they did know each other, and you could tell they, like, well, you could tell Malfoy liked her by the way he picked on her, but Hermione just hated him, so it's kind of like a clash type of thing. I really don't know about that one, but I just got done reading Cursed Child, and what I did not like about it is that they travel back in time, and Voldemort's daughter tried to stop her dad, and Harry stopped her. And he makes a good point. You shouldn't, like, everything would have changed. Everything would have. Harry wouldn't be famous. Lily and James would still be alive. So none of the torture would have happened. He might have not met Ron or Hermione, or he might have went, like, become friends with Malfoy, because he is from a pure blood family. So, I don't know. I don't know. That is really weird. That's what I hated about The Cursed Child. I loved everything else. I read it, and it was amazing. I had the movie pictured in my head and everything, and I think that was kind of cool. They just need to make a movie. A movie is what they need. Like, they already got all the script written for them. They just need the original casting, like, character, like, the actors, and then, like, some new people, and then the bam, bada bing, bada bang, movie. Film. Done. Edit. is my opinion. I am reading Crimes of Grindelwald, the Fantastic Beasts series. I'm not really getting into it. I don't know why. Like, I love Harry Potter. I love the settings and everything. I just don't know why. Granted, I never read the first book. I've never seen the movies. So I know to y'all I'm probably going but I'm sorry. I love this. And, okay, here is some new Disney stuff for you guys. Okay, a lot has happened with Disney since the last time I broadcasted. And, oh, man. Like, Disney Channel is getting a new show. I'm either getting confused with Nick or Disney, one of the two. I'm getting confused by one or the other. But like, the movies are awesome. I found a way on Netflix to actually get all the Disney movies, which is awesome. Like, there's a code for it, and you gotta look it up on YouTube. So, like, I suggest you do it, and then, like, I will give you my social media links, and you can tell me if it worked. But I have a New Year's resolution, and it's to post more, because I only posted one, and that is, like, and now it's a new year, I can start posting, like, at least a couple times a week, so, but for kids in Wichita Falls, you guys go back to school soon, like, on Monday, you guys go back to school. I will tell you what school I go to, because of the fact that, I kind of, like, want to see if there's any, like, people that listens to these at my school. I would kind of like to know. It's Barwise Middle School. Hey, yeah, if you don't know where Wichita Falls is, don't worry about it. If you do, good. If you're, like, 13, 12, 14, I would love to hang out with you, like, throughout the day, maybe. Because, like, it, obviously, if you're listening to my channel, you must have some things to talk about. And, I gave you a couple facts about me last episode. So, here's a couple more. Recently, like, every Christmas, I get holiday dolls. And I've gotten it every year for the past 3 years so far. Like, I got 2016, 17, and 18. It is pretty amazing. And I went to homecoming, my middle school homecoming 2 years in a row. I got a mom. One of them is like $300 for the ribbon, and they made it homemade. So, like, I treasure that. Like, deep in my heart, I treasure that. I have a few of the Harry Potter books. I have the Chamber of Secrets. I have Order of Phoenix, Deathly Hallows, and then Crimes of Grindelwald and Cursed Child. I have those five. For the Unfortunate Events, I only have one book, two books, sadly. I got the 12th and the 13th one. Very much sadly, I was really upset by that. But I would like to talk about the person who plays Klaus. In my opinion, I think he's, like, really cute, and I like the character. It's kind of hard to play that type of character, especially if you come from a wonderful background. It's kind of hard to play a depressing and miserable 13-year-old boy. I think, in my opinion, I think that was a bold choice in a role. I think it was. And for the person that plays Violet, man, she fits the description so well. I think, I don't know the true actors' names. I'm going to have to look them up and, like, tell you guys later. But I think these two have played a pretty important role. And I think it changed my perspective on the Baudelaire's story and timeline and everything. They made me, like, truly see it. And the baby who plays Sunny, I think this is the most boldest choice you could ever make, is putting a baby in front of a camera and, like, making her mummer those words and just putting captions. I think that was, like, the most boldest move ever. Because if I was a parent, I probably wouldn't let my child act until, like, at least two, so that way they could talk and they don't have to go and just don't have to put captions or, like, any of that. But I love them personally. I love that they're just amazing. They I know I'm all over the place today. Like, I have a lot of things in mind for everything. I think they should continue, even though the books stopped at this thing called the end, I think. And I think that they should, like, add like another character, like their age, like one of the witnesses of the fires. And because I honestly, I want to be that person. I want to be that person so much. I would love to do it. I love to act. I like to sing, dance. I like to dance, and I like to play my cello. And I would love to start playing the violin again. I would love to do that. I am just a musical, theatrical person. Like, if you perform horribly, I'm going to put you off to the side and, like, not tell you straight up. But I will say, hey, I really liked this, but I disliked this. I will give them my opinion and what to do for next time. And sometimes people actually take my advice and it works. Mostly because my grandpa was an actor and a singer. So, like, I take up after him in that category. Here's a really good, if I was in the show, I think I would be one of the good guys. I think I would love to be one of the good guys and, like, to bring Count Olaf to justice. Because he did do a lot. He killed a lot of VFD members. I think that was, like, really bad. I really do. And I think he should suffer for it. But I also think they should give him a chance to, like, be a good person. And, yeah, I really do think that should, like, happen. To be honest, it would be awesome if, like, it would happen. Mostly because, like, he needs a chance to redeem himself. Like, I could tell he's in very bad shape. Maybe he can go, like, to, like, a shelter. Like, I don't know. I just think he needs the time to pick up on his feet. Because he seems like he was in VFD for a while and didn't like it. So I think he should step away from VFD people. Like, anything from the VFD. I really do think so. But the Baudelaires, on the other hand, I really do think they should have gone with Justice Strauss, mainly because she loved them, she wanted them in her, like, in the care, she wanted to take care of them, she loved them, she was so shocked at how much they'd grown, it was like a mother's feeling moment, and I really do think they should have gone with her, but they didn't. I was really mad at that, so, like, they're on this island the last time I saw, and that was it. That's all I really saw, is that they washed up on an island, and they got these robes things. Count Olaf's gonna drown, that's what the leader of the colony said, and that they didn't want that. They didn't want him to die like that, even though they killed their parents, which I think that's very noble of them. I think, well, if someone killed my parents, I would want them to suffer, too. I would want them to suffer, and I probably would have let him drown, in my opinion. I probably would have, but there's a lot of different people in this world, and I love that they did the noble thing and didn't feel comfortable by that. I would have felt comfortable by that, but I wouldn't want to, you know, see it, and I really loved the nurturing of between the three siblings. Violet and Klaus are so close together, and Sunny is just such an incredible child. I'm going to switch over to talk about the Quagmires. I think Duncan and Isadora, they're just like Klaus and Violet. I think Duncan really liked Violet very much. I think their brother liked her too, and that's like, because he even commented on The View, but he looked at her. So I hope they, like, make another episode where they're a little older, and hopefully they're together. I would like that. But I hope they make a sequel, and sequel of the books, too. I would really like that. I'm pretty sure the fans would like that also. But here's some other Disney knowledge on I'm gonna drop on y'all. The most common quote is Lilo and Stitch quote. I think it's Ohana. Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind. I think that's one of the most biggest quotes out there, and it's because of TikTok / Musical.ly, which I have, if y'all don't know. Like, some of my friends call it Musical.ly, but some people call it TikTok, and that's what the app says. So, I mean, I can't judge on anyone if you don't have one, but I think I haven't been on mine in a while, so, like, no one would know. My sisters have their own, and I might get a YouTube channel too, hopefully, fingers crossed, like coming to my birthday, because I got a camera, I got a phone camera, and I got like my own little camera. Like, if I go to my dad's house, I will definitely be vlogging and stuff. I would definitely do that. I know I told y'all I was going to be talking about Disney and Harry Potter and like unfortunate events, but I'm gonna go ahead and get into my personal life. I have a boyfriend. I'm not gonna mention his name because I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want me to do that, so I'm not gonna do that. And I have a lot of friends. I'm a very friendly, popular person. I have a lot of friends. My sister, I'm not gonna say their name. I have I have 5, 6 sisters, and then I have, like, one brother. And you gotta remember, my mom and my dad are separated. So, like, two of them are from my mom, and, like, the rest of them are from my dad. Either from their by marriage or by, like, birth, blood, by blood. And I have my cousins. I don't know if they want me to mention their name, so I'm not going to, but they're amazing too. They're amazing people. They're just like me. They're hyper. They don't like the same stuff as me. That's the thing. I've been watching YouTube a lot lately. I don't know why, but I was looking at the trailer for Unfortunate Events, and it showed the day, and I was like, wait a minute, and I pressed the date. I'm like, laptop, and it told me it was the 1st, and then I was like, oh wait, I get to watch that, and I watched it, and now I'm talking to you guys about it because I have no one else to talk to. So like I think that's it for today. I will probably post every day and like all weekend long until like Monday. I will post until like Monday. Okay, you guys, I hope y'all have some fun. I hope y'all have had a great New Year's. I had an awesome New Year's. We made our own pizzas and ate them. It was pretty good. And I hope y'all have a wonderful evening, I hope, or day. It depends on when you guys are watching this. I love you guys. Bye.